and welcome to Coffee Talk with Lena Midla, where wellness, wisdom, and a little bit of woo come together. So go ahead and pour yourself a cozy cup and join me for conversations that inspire, empower, and help you unleash your limitless potential.
Hey friends, Lena here, and welcome back to another pour over episode where I share my own journey, insights, questions, and revelations into the worlds of wellness, wisdom, and woo. Today, I'm diving into something that I've been working on heavily over the last 9 months or so, and that is the power of surrender. Right now, I find myself sitting in a lot of uncertainty and unknowns. As some of you may know, I'm currently in the process of transitioning to a new training space for Limitless with Lena. The move has meant a lot of things are up in the air, and it's definitely been an invitation to practice and fully embrace surrender. I'm learning to let go of the need to control every detail, rush the process, lead with frustration and fear, and instead working on trusting that things will unfold as they should. Trusting the process is a big part of surrender. It's not just about trusting others or the situation, but also trusting myself. Trusting that I can handle whatever comes. And today, I'm sharing this with you because I know, personally, that surrender can be an incredibly powerful and positive practice for any of us navigating uncertainty or changes in our lives. So go ahead and grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea, and let's dive in. Okay, so what exactly is surrender? At its core, surrender is the act of releasing the need to control the uncontrollable. It's about accepting what is instead of wishing it were different. But here's the thing, surrender is not about giving up or being passive. It's not about checking out and just waiting for life to unfold. Surrender is a choice, an active practice of letting go. You can't control the waves in the ocean, but you can decide how to ride them. And that's what surrender is about, choosing how to respond when life throws its waves at us. Remember, we're not wired to simply not do something. We can only choose to do something else. So instead of trying not to worry, we can actively surrender. An empowering action that we have the ability to take. Surrender requires flexibility and softness. It's about adapting to the forces around us rather than resisting them. And just like the willow tree in a storm, we need to bend with the wind, not fight against it. Imagine the tree standing tall, its branches swaying with the gusts of wind. If it tried to stay rigid, it would snap and break. But by yielding to the elements, the tree remains standing strong. It doesn't lose its form, but it moves with the wind, trusting that the storm will pass and that it will continue to grow. This is the essence of surrender. It's not about resisting the forces in our lives, but about moving with them, adapting and trusting that in doing so, we'll come out stronger on the other side. As I mentioned before, surrender requires flexibility, softness, and the ability to adapt. Much like the willow tree that bends with the wind, it doesn't fight against the forces around it, but instead it moves with them, trusting, as I said, that the storm will pass. Psychologically, surrender is incredibly powerful because it helps us to slow down. When we try to control everything, our stress levels skyrocket, our nervous system gets stuck in fight or flight, keeping us on high alert, which ultimately leads to anxiety, burnout, and even physical illness. But when we practice surrender, we shift into the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest state. And this allows us to relax, reset, and breathe, creating more space for clarity and peace. In our bodies, surrender allows us to soften. It helps us release the physical tension, the holding of the breath, and all that mental tightness we hold onto when we're trying to control every aspect of our lives. So as we let go, we create room to move more freely, not just in our bodies, but in our minds and in our hearts. This spaciousness enhances our emotional flexibility, allowing us to adapt more easily and respond with resilience. And you know what? Research supports this. When we release control, we open ourselves up to greater emotional regulation, mental clarity, and overall well-being. It's not just about letting go of stress. It's about giving ourselves permission to slow down, be present, and move with life's rhythms rather than trying to force things into place. And as a type A Capricorn sacral generator, I can tell you, I absolutely try to do my share of forcing things to fall into place. And that behavior has really gotten me nowhere fast. But when I allow myself to soften, to breathe, to surrender, and to let go of all of the micro controls, all of a sudden, things begin to flow. Surrender is really the focus of flow over force. Okay, so let's talk about when to surrender. This is where things can get a little bit tricky, maybe. How do you know when it's time to let go and trust the process? How do you know when you're white knuckling something you have no control over? Well, I'm going to break it down for you. There are things in our lives that we can control, and then there are things that we can't. And figuring out which is essential to the practice of surrender. So here are the four things, and maybe there are more. And if you think of other ones, let me know. I'm so happy to learn. There are four things that we can control, or four that I'm outlining here. Number one is our thoughts. While we can't control every thought that pops into our minds, we have control over where we direct our attention. We can choose to focus on thoughts that empower us, like trust and possibility, rather than getting stuck in fear and anxiety. We have control over our actions. We have full control over the actions that we take, our habits, how we choose to show up for ourselves, how we treat others. Our actions are a direct reflection of our choices. We have control over our emotional responses as well. We can't always control our initial emotional reactions, but we can choose how we manage them. Surrender isn't about suppressing or controlling our emotions. It's about allowing ourselves to feel them without judgment. By creating space to acknowledge our feelings, whether it's anger, sadness, fear, without immediately trying to fix or avoid them, we can move through big emotions with a lot more ease. This process of emotional acceptance creates flexibility and helps us manage our responses rather than letting our emotions control us. And the fourth thing that we can control, and I'm sure there are more, is that we have control over the intentions that we set. While we can't control the exact outcome, we can choose the direction we want to move in. And surrender is about setting clear intentions and then trusting that process rather than trying to control every step along the way. So our thoughts, our actions, our emotional responses, and our intentions are things that we can control. Here's what we cannot control. Number one, and this one is so important for me to voice because it's important for me to hear. And I'm hoping this resonates with you as well. And it's that we cannot control other people. We can't. We can't control how others think, feel, or behave, full stop. It's natural to want to change someone's mind or shape their actions, especially when we're trying to help or protect them. But this often leads to frustration. And the reality is we can only control our own responses and actions. And when we accept that we can't control how others react or what they believe, we free ourselves from the emotional strain of trying to change them. And letting go of the desire to control others opens up space for healthier relationships where we can meet people where they are rather than trying to impose our own expectations on them. We can't control external events. Life throws many challenges our way, from unexpected weather, changes in the economy, accidents, or other circumstances that are beyond our control. We can't control these external factors, and fighting against them only increases our stress and resistance. Surrender, in this case, is about accepting these uncontrollable elements and adjusting our actions accordingly. It's about navigating life with resilience, choosing how we respond to what's happening around us, and finding ways to adapt rather than trying to force things to go our way. By acknowledging that some things are simply out of our hands, we can focus our energy on what we can control and release the need to manipulate or resist what we can't. With this new training space that I'm working on, I'm really feeling this right now. So much of the process is negotiation. It's waiting on the other party to make choices to get back to us. And that's all out of my control. And that's been really hard to sit with, especially with feelings of excitement, feelings of, oh gosh, I got to get all these things in order. I got to get my flooring ordered. I got to get equipment ordered. I want to know exactly where things are going to get set up. I need to put all my clients in the space. All of that can create this upregulated sensation. It feels like I'm holding everything in my hands. But when I take a moment to breathe and recognize that I don't have control over that timing, it allows me to have that spaciousness and perspective and brings me back to more of a state of ease. And the third thing we can't control, which I just briefly mentioned, is timing. We can't control when things will happen or how long they'll take to unfold. Whether it's a new project, a relationship, a personal goal, sometimes the timing is not in our control. Trusting the timing of life is a key part of surrender. This means letting go of rigid timelines and allowing things to unfold naturally, even if it doesn't align with our expectations. Surrender is about trusting that life's timing is often perfect, even when it doesn't seem like it in the moment. The more we surrender to the flow of time, the more we can find peace in the process. And dare I say joy, because rather than feeling impatient or frustrated by delays, we get to sink into the journey and the adventure of the present moment. One other little tangent that I want to make is something that I've been working on, especially working within client service industry, working with people who have their own things that they're working on, have their own depth that they've met themselves with, in working with people to find strength and empowerment and really to come into their fullest, most beautiful expression of themselves. something that I've been working really hard on, especially in the within the modalities of fitness and breath work and cold, is not getting attached to the outcome. So the things that I can control are some of the are the inputs, right? I can control what the training looks like, what tracks I'm using for breath work, how I curate the experiences. But at the end of the day, every human who shows up, every woman who shows up is having her own life experience that's mixing with the ingredients of my recipe. And I'm not there to control the outcome. I'm there to guide the experience and hold space. And even that has a huge element of surrender. I'm surrendering the need to control the outcome. I'm surrendering the need for any of my clients who show up to have the experience that I want them to have. I get to just hold space for the experience that they need to have. It's really freeing. It's been a journey and it's been a process to go through that. And I just have to say as an aside, I'm struggling with the word journey. I feel like it's really overused in the wellness space and feels very cliche and very, saccharine. So every time that word falls out of my mouth as I say it, I have like a little bit of like a ugh reaction to it. So if you hear me say the word journey and then you hear this like ugh in my voice, that's something that I'm working on and working through. I need to find a better word that isn't so overused, I think. But yeah, I just really wanted to, as an aside, mention that detaching your expectation of a particular outcome as you work on creating within your life, within your business, within your family can be really freeing and helpful and is an element of this surrender. So as we work through what we can and cannot control, one area where we can often get stuck is in the good old land of perfectionism. I think it was, I'm going to probably get it wrong. I think it's Brené Brown who says, I am a recovering perfectionist and an aspiring good enoughist. And this is one of my favorite quotes of all time because I am absolutely on that boat. And if you're listening to this, my guess is you probably are too. And my question that I was starting to think about as I was preparing for this episode is perfectionism the opposite of surrender? It's a question worth considering. We often believe that in order for things to turn out right, we need to control every detail and make everything perfect. But here's the truth. Perfectionism is an illusion. It's not helpful, and it's actually working against surrender. Perfectionism keeps us stuck in the cycle of anxiety, striving for something that doesn't exist. It makes us feel like we have to have everything figured out all the time before taking action. And the reality is life is messy. And that's okay. Surrender is about accepting imperfection and finding peace in the process rather than clinging to the belief that we need to control every outcome. When we let go of the need to be perfect, we make space for ease, and dare I say a little fun. We make space for ease to enter our lives, and ease leads us to presence, which naturally brings joy. When we surrender to the present moment, we experience life as it is, without the pressure of trying to force it into a particular mold. A clear mind and heart can come from releasing the burden of control. And as we surrender, peace and joy can begin to emerge. So, as the saying goes, we don't rise to the occasion, we default to our training. And in every moment of life, we have an opportunity to practice surrender. Whether it's in the moments of chaos with our kids, feeling frustrated in traffic, or facing the discomfort of a cold plunge. These situations give us a chance to practice how we show up, how we can access our nervous system with breath, and get clear on what we can control and what we need to let go of. So here's how you can move into surrender step by step. Number one, catch yourself when you're white knuckling. And I'm going to, before I go through all the numbers so that you know how many there are, because that's important, I'm going to go through 8 steps. Okay. So one, catch yourself when you're white knuckling. The first step in surrender is recognizing when you're gripping too tightly. Pay attention to the moments when you're trying to control something that's out of your hands. And in these moments, stop, pause, and ask yourself, what am I trying to control right now that I don't have power over? What happens if I let it go? What would it feel like if I allowed this moment to unfold without my intervention? This pause is an invitation to release the reins. Simply acknowledging is the first step in surrender. Number two, name it and sit with big emotions. Surrender starts by acknowledging your emotions instead of avoiding them. And when big feelings arise, like frustration, fear, or anger, don't push them away. Name them. I'm feeling anxious, or I'm frustrated right now. By naming the emotion, you create space for it rather than letting it control you. Sit with the feeling for a moment and allow it to be there, knowing that emotions are temporary and can be processed without needing to control or fix them. Sitting with big emotions for me feels like I'm sitting with a small child who's having a hard time. You just kind of take yourself into your arms and just be. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to have the solutions. You don't have to have any magic at all. You just need to be present with yourself. And with that in mind, number three is to breathe deeply to release tension. Now that you've caught yourself and you've named and sat with those big emotions, take control of your breath. Shift to all nasal breathing if that's available to you, focusing on a slow, easeful exhale. A breathing style that I like to use, or protocol, or whatever you want to call it, is called a 4-7-8 breath, where you inhale through the nose for 4 counts. You're going to hold that fullest expression of your breath for 7 counts, and then you're going to take 8 counts to slowly exhale through the nose. Doing that for several cycles. And the goal is not to like exhale to the point where you're like barely eking out air. It's your own count of 8. So it shouldn't be more stressful to fill 8 counts with breathing. So you might need to work your way up to it if you were, you know, weeping or super emotional or angry or hyperventilating. But the breathing technique itself is about breathing in for your own count of 4, holding for 7, and then a slow exhale for 8. This deep breathing practice can help calm the nervous system, shifting your body and your mind into a state that's ready for surrender. With each exhale, imagine releasing the tension and the need to control, creating space for relaxation and clarity, and creating a softness within you. With that in mind, number 4 is to laugh, hum, or sing. Sometimes the best way to surrender is to lighten up and stop taking yourself so seriously. That's a topic I want to talk about at a later date, but gosh, sometimes we get wrapped up in taking everything so seriously. Everything feels like life or death. Everything feels like 10 out of 10 hard. And the reality of it is that we can't respond to every challenge and obstacle in our life like it's 10 out of 10 hard. So find those opportunities to lighten up. Gosh, even starting with a forced laugh can help get the process rolling and to release tension. Again, I'm going to take a little aside. When we were on retreat with Sherpa in the Wild back at the end of February. We were shooting some B-roll for some social media posts, and somebody asked me to act like I was laughing. And I got to tell you, I got deep into my belly and let out this roar of a laugh that then started me actually laughing more and more. And as soon as other people heard it, they also started laughing super, super hard. And it ended up being this like super fun and funny moment. And it came out of a total canned laugh. And I'm going to do it for you now because it's really fun to do. But you basically, you go deep into your belly and you just oh my gosh. And as you're listening to this right now, you're hearing this cackling laugh and thinking, wow, Lena has lost it. And the reality of it is, even in this moment, talking about this super woo and heartfelt topic of surrender, it's really fun to laugh and bring some lightness into it. Laughter is a natural way to ease the moment and let go. I hope that I made you laugh along with me and not just make you super uncomfortable. But that's something I would absolutely, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you need to laugh, do it in the shower. It's really, really fun to do, to try to make yourself laugh, and to feel like a total buffoon doing it is just extra points. But if laughing feels hard to access because of where you're at, what you're going through, I encourage you to try humming or singing. Both of those techniques help to stimulate the vagus nerve, which I absolutely will be doing an episode on in more depth in the future. But the vagus nerve helps to bridge the gap back into our parasympathetic nervous system state. It's very calming when we activate it. So humming and singing are two ways that we can activate the vagus nerve, which helps to shift our state back into downregulation, which can help with the process of surrender. So the simple actions of laughing, humming, or singing are ways to help shift your energy, allowing you to return to yourself, to the present moment, and move away from stress or frustration, creating space for surrender. Number five. Move to release and ground yourself. Embodying surrender often means moving the tension and the energy and the grip that you've been hanging on to through and out of your body. This will help you connect your mind to your body, to your spirit. So whether it's heel drops or light stretching or simply just shaking your body around or going for a walk in the sunshine. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I've been able to shift my state and move into a more trusting and open and surrendered place just by taking my little booty out for a walk. Movement helps release physical tension. And when we're feeling physically grounded, we're better able to mentally and emotionally surrender. Movement anchors us within this lived experience in our bodies. It anchors us to the present so we can let go of whatever we're holding on to. All right, I hope you're still hanging on because I got three more to work through here. So six, disconnect from your tech. In today's world, we're constantly surrounded by inputs, social media, emails, news, heck, even podcasts like this one. We're making so many decisions. So many decisions from what you're going to eat for dinner to what song you want to play next. And so one powerful way to practice surrender is to give yourself the space to do it by disconnecting from your tech, taking breaks from screens and dings and buzzes and stepping away from the constant notifications gives your mind space to reset and focus on the present. Disconnecting helps you release the need for constant stimulation, allowing you to tune in more fully to your body, your emotions, and the world around you. Give yourself permission to unplug and create space for stillness and quiet. Number seven, explore and journal. Once you've gone through these steps, it can be really helpful to reflect on what happened for you. If your mind is spinning before bed, or in the middle of the night, getting it out of your head onto paper is also a powerful practice. If you're more of a talker, you can also record a voice note to help release those thoughts. That's something that I utilize a lot, especially as I'm working to let things go. Talking things out actually is really helpful for me, and talking it into a recorder and then playing it back for myself can be a really beautiful reflective exercise. Journaling or speaking aloud can help you process what's still lingering and create space for clarity. And this practice can deepen your surrender, helping you let go of whatever thoughts or emotions you're holding on to. Eight, it's not really an eight, it's just rinse and repeat. Surrender isn't a one-time practice. It's an ongoing process. Each time life presents challenges, repeat these steps. Catch yourself, breathe, sit with emotions, move, laugh, journal over and over. And with each practice, you'll strengthen your ability to flow with life's currents instead of resisting them. Okay. Do you want a powerful bonus practice for surrender? I'm going to feed you one. Intentionally seeking out and embracing discomfort is an incredibly powerful way to practice surrender. This could look like stepping into a cold plunge, enduring a bikini wax, or putting yourself into a situation that challenges you. These moments are opportunities to practice sitting with discomfort and surrendering to the experience. The more you embrace discomfort in these smaller, controlled moments, the easier it becomes to navigate life's bigger challenges with ease. Because over time, you're building that muscle memory. You start trusting that you've handled situations like this before, and you'll have the confidence in your ability to handle whatever comes your way, and you'll be strengthened and proven. Okay. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this reminder. Surrender is not something that we master overnight. It's a practice, one that requires patience, self-compassion, and a willingness to release control. The more we lean into surrender, the easier it becomes and the more natural it feels to trust the process rather than fight it. So here's my challenge for you today, my friend. The next time you catch yourself trying to control something that's simply out of your hands, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, can I let go of this? Can I trust the process, soften into it, and move with it rather than against it? Picture yourself like a surfer riding the waves or a willow tree swaying in the storm, anchored but flexible, allowing the energy of life to move through you without resistance. Surrender isn't about passively sitting back. It's about embodying softness, trust, and flow, and finding strength in your ability to move with life's currents rather than fighting them. Thank you so much for joining me today on Coffee Talk with Lena Midla. If this episode resonated with you, I'd be so grateful if you'd subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback really does mean the world to me. It helps me continue to grow this community and reach more incredible people who are ready to embrace their own limitless potential. And before we go, remember, surrender isn't about giving up or losing control. It's about trusting that life is unfolding just as it should, and knowing that you already have the strength to ride the waves, even when they're a little rough and a little scary. So until next time, my friends, stay strong, trust yourself, and let it go, let it go, let it go. The information shared on Coffee Talk with Lena Midla is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical, psychological, or professional advice. While we discuss wellness, health, and personal development, nothing in this podcast should be taken as a substitute for professional guidance. Always consult the qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your health or wellness routine.
The views expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the host. By listening, you agree to take full responsibility for your own health and well-being.